sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening.
How you doing? Yeah, holidays are here. Holiday season, yeehaw! Yeehaw. I'm not even gonna duck this year. Whatever hits me, hits me. Because in the past, I think I've made the mistake of going in with hope that this year nothing bad's gonna happen, and I'm actually gonna be happy and have a good holiday. So this year I'm not gonna. Because I love Christmas music, I love decorations, I love the whole bit. So I always go in with hope, you know, like Charlie Brown running to kick that football. Not this year. This year I'm just gonna sit here. Let it hit me. Let it hit me. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, get it over with, holidays. Yeah, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of putting up a struggle. Yeah, what's in your holster there? We got divorce, death, financial ruin. You know what? You run out of shit to do here. Yeah, whatever. I'm just going to sit here and wait. Let it get it over with. January 2nd, I'll dust myself off, go take a rape bath, and move on with my life. Don't send me angry emails about comparing bad holidays to rape either. At least until at least till January 2nd. Let's see if I don't actually get raped, and then send the angry letters. You know, because you could send an angry letter, and maybe that's what's in store for me, and then you know, won't you feel silly? So I'm watching Basic Cable. I'm trying to put stuff on that isn't going to be holiday related to just try to ignore what's coming. Trying not to look. I'm putting a blindfold on and lighting a cigarette, basically. And there's this commercial for Target now that I think I've seen 48 times. Jane Seymour, who was on Touched by an Angel. I think she was on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, too. And she's designed some jewelry for Target. And they can't just slap someone's name on jewelry now. You got to get a whole little montage and backstory and this. Who gives a shit? Anybody who's buying jewelry from Target doesn't need a backstory anyhow. Because they're thoughtless and lazy. Let me start with that. Don't buy jewelry from Target. What's the matter with you people? The real problem. Listen up, guys. The real problem here isn't that it's thoughtless and lazy, you know, and that you're buying jewelry from the same place you buy toilet paper. The problem for you is going to be that everyone is going to know that you were thoughtless and lazy because this commercial's been on 1,000 times. Everybody's going to know you only spent $98 and you threw it in the shopping cart next to the deodorant and the towels. This leads to nowhere. Get your jewelry from, like, a jewelry store, or an antique store, or a pawn shop, anything. Because you get her this, best case scenario, she doesn't realize that you only spent $98 and put no thought into it. And she goes and shows it to her friends, you know. Best case scenario, she's happy with it for the one day until she shows her friends, and they all have the same necklace. Or the slightly better version of the necklace that you bought. Because there were a couple different kinds. And there was a big one and a small one, and one that they, like, soldered little angel wings on. Because she was untouched by an angel. Oh, we need another. Weld some wings onto this thing. And that one's $104. Hey, your lady friend likes angels, doesn't she? Well, here you go. So, or worse for you, she shows off her pendant from Target, and they show off their pendants from an actual jewelry store, which make hers look like the piece of crap that it is. You just go to a pawn shop and get something. You get something nice enough there, get it engraved. You know? You're special. Engrave that on there. Because then when she shows it to her friends, they couldn't possibly have it. Unless they did have it and had to hawk it. And then, in which case, they're not going to say anything. That would be a nice Christmas present to me, if all you people out there who got jewelry for each other just engraved your special on there. I want everybody to get the same thing. You're special. Anyhow, the galling part about this commercial is the backstory. It's got her in a really pretentious, airy voice going, "When I was going through a difficult time in my life, my mother gave me some advice that really helped. She said, 'Keep your heart open, and love will always find its way in.' And that inspired my open-heart diamond pendant that I designed." Which is just a figure eight made out of hearts. It's a big heart that doesn't have the end closed off, that loops into a small heart that doesn't have its end closed off. So, there's another case of, how do you, this is like gay people saying the rainbow is their symbol. How do you just take something that's everywhere and say it's yours? How do you say you design this? It's too, first of all, you didn't design a heart, and second of all, you didn't design the figure eight. And third of all, I'm sure there's third graders out there who've done the same thing 1,000 times or scratched it into their desk. But whatever. I'm sitting here in my apartment watching this on my sofa that's actually the backseat of a van. In my apartment that's 30 degrees because this is the fourth week now with no heat because the neighbors haven't paid for heating oil. And now they're gone. I don't know where they went. They haven't been around in a couple days. And maybe that's their plan. Maybe they've moved out. They just haven't told the landlord. I don't know. And I don't care. As long as they're gone. As long as they're gone, I'll sit here and freeze. I can see my breath right now. I can see that. So I'm sitting on my couch. And watching this, thinking, how far apart can two lives be than hers and mine? If this advice, this vapid, superficial fortune cookie advice, actually helped you, you weren't going through a rough time. How superficial are your problems that this actually turned things around for you? Keep your heart open. What the hell does that mean? How do you keep your heart open? I don't even know how to close my heart. I would if I could. It's just, it's asinine. One, and two, it's not even advice. If you ever come to me for advice and I tell you, keep your heart open and love will find its way in, it just means I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of you coming around for advice. Real advice is something you don't want to hear, and it's difficult to tell someone. You know, that's advice. You should probably spend more time with your kids. I think you got a gambling problem. You drink too much, and it's ruining your life. Go back to your wife. If you get any fatter, Japanese fishermen are going to hunt you. Obviously, those last two things I'd never say. But you get my point. Real advice is something you say knowing full well that other person's probably never going to talk to you again. But you say it because it's more important to help than to feel cool. Well, actually, there's benefits to it. I mean, that's not that selfless, because you say something like that someone doesn't want to hear, and it's win-win. They either fix their life or, this person's a train wreck. They don't fix their life, they get pissed and leave. You don't have to deal with them anymore. One less pain in the ass for you. The only way it can go wrong is if they take your advice on the spot, you know? Oh, man, you're right. I gotta change. Can you help me? Fuck. This isn't the tune I had picked out. You're supposed to get pissed and leave. Get your shit together and come back in 9 months and thank me. I didn't want to be hands-on with this thing. That's why I said it in a mean way. But anyhow, that's advice. You can't make a pendant out of real advice. What are you gonna make? You get like a silver, you get a silver circle and then like laser etch a scene in there of a bunch of people on folding chairs and one guy standing up going, "My name is Bob and I'm an alcoholic." You can't make a pendant out of real advice, because that's what it'd look like, and you wouldn't want to give it to somebody or wear it around your neck. So, like I say, you come to me for advice and it doesn't hurt your feelings, it's not real advice. Because, if you're important to me at all, I've already thought about what about you is wrong. As a defense mechanism, so that if ever you're out of my life for some reason, I don't feel bad. I got some issues. The other thing that annoyed me is I try to get away from that, so I turn on BET. Because I'm pretty sure there's not going to be a commercial for Jane Seymour on BET. Or jewelry from Target. The black community likes a little more bling. Here's what I don't understand about the black community. You people, and I'm saying you people because I mean you people, you pick the stupidest things to get offended by, and then when there's things that you should be offended by, you gloss over it. Who the hell is programming BET? Like, if I was a neo-Nazi skinhead and I got to program BET for a day, it would be exactly the same. It'd be Boys in the Hood would be on three times. There'd be an award ceremony where a bunch of gangsters end up getting into a fight. There'd be some video program where they show nothing but gangster rap videos that are way over the top, and it would be hosted by some guy with his pants hanging off his ass, talking out of the side of his face. This would be exactly how you would program it if you were a racist and wanted to make fun of black entertainment. But because it's not, why aren't you offended? Am I putting this into words correctly? You should be offended by how ridiculously stereotypical BET is. It's not that, you know, like Soul Plane is on with Snoop Doggy Dog and then some Spike Lee movie. I mean, come on! That's all it ever is. I think I've seen Boys in the Hood every day on that station. So then I go over to, I forget what. I flip over finally. I say, screw it, turn the news on. I'm flipping over to, where there's, a block of channels where there's CNN and then there's Fox News and that sort of thing. What? Doesn't anybody want to be credible anymore? It's like the college interns have taken over the network. Every person on there, every show, Fox News and Rachel Maddow and Odenkirk, whatever the hell the guy, I always forget his name, the guy with the supervillain glasses on. Every time they show a news clip, they got to throw some wacky thing in there, like they voice over like Porky Pig going bloop bloop, that's all folks, or they Photoshop like some other glasses in, or they splice in a scene from Mad Max or something to make it nutty. Can't you just report the fucking news? I mean, I've given up not getting everybody's opinion, but don't you at least want to be credible? Can't you just show a news clip straight, a straight up news clip? Do you gotta Photoshop a bunch of goofy crap in there to make it seem more interesting? I mean, come on. I don't even watch Glenn Beck anymore because he's so damn depressing. Holy crap. Who's the other old guy on that show? On that network? O'Reilly. Watching the O'Reilly Factor. And they're photoshopping a bunch of stuff in there and splicing in movie scenes to make it goofy. How are we supposed to take any of you people seriously? Maddow or O'Reilly, any of you people? Just show a damn clip. And then puke up your opinion if you want. I mean, I'd appreciate it if at least one of these networks would just shut the fuck up and give me some facts. But I've given up on that. That's obviously never going to happen. That ship has sailed. Everybody wants to be a star now. And give their opinion. But that's one thing, giving your opinion. Do you all got to pretend that you're Jon Stewart now? I mean, I blame him. I blame his success. But what these people don't get is, Jon Stewart was a comedian first. He knows how to be funny. It's a lot easier to be a comedian and train yourself in that and then do wacky news than to be a news guy and then try and make it funny. You're not funny. Knock it off. I mean, I disagree with 90% of what comes out of Jon Stewart's mouth, but he knows what he's doing. He's funny. He's got rhythm, timing, structure. He knows how to set up a joke. He's not just throwing a bunch of crap up on the screen in lieu of actual footage. God. But so there you go. That's what I... even basic cable has turned its back on me now. I can't even run to there for shelter. I'm just going to start watching it with the sound off. Just start watching Rachel Maddow with the sound off. Still upset. It's upsetting. I have no idea why I'm infatuated with her. And is infatuated a fair word? I know if I'm flipping through the channels and she's there, I stop dead. And I'm not really interested in what she's saying. So I think it's fair that to say, you know, I don't like have a shrine built to her or anything, but yeah, I can't pass her up. She's not really attractive. You know, she's not ugly, but she's not something I should be like dropping the remote, you know? Hey, good enough. You know, put my feet up on the stool and just sort of leer at the TV in a lecherous fashion. She's just sort of there. Is it her and that auto insurance lady with the ridiculous clown lipstick on? Both of them. I can't take my eyes off them. I mean, that one's, it's obvious why I like that one, because she seems like she'd be game for, you know, anything you came up with. You want to put what? Where? Okay, here. I'll stuff my shirt in my mouth so I can't scream. Give me a little thumbs up. Yeah, let's go. But Maddow, I don't know. She doesn't seem like she'd even be, you know, she seems like one of those people who would come up with something really mild and think they're really being wacky. You know, like, I got this thing I like to do. It's, I'm on the top. You know, you ever run into that? They always build it up, too, like it's going to be some deep, dark thing neither one of us are ever going to want to admit to again. Yeah, I want to do this. That's it? Yeah, whatever. It's how I start, but great. This is going to be a fun night. Anyhow. I don't know what it is with those two. But Maddow, I'm going to start watching her with the sound off. And you know, because it's the holiday season, she'll start wearing a turtleneck, so I can't even... She doesn't really even have cleavage. She's almost... she's trying very hard to be asexual. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I can... part of my sick brain sees that she's trying to not be viewed as a sex object, so I'm viewing her as a sex object. That's probably it. Did I bitch about everything I wanted to bitch about? Hold on, I had notes. Joe's not here to remind me what I wanted to scream about. My notes are gone. I don't know where they are. They were on like the back of a receipt anyhow. I think that was it. Jane Seymour's commercial, news, BET. I'm done for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next time, think. No, they'll never find a way. No, they'll never find a way.